Election 2025 in Canada. Mark Carney faces Pierre Poilievre in a battle anxiously watched by immigrant communities. As Canada prepares for its upcoming federal election this Monday, the nation finds itself at a crucial crossroads that resonates far beyond its borders. The electoral showdown between Prime Minister Mark Carney and Conservative challenger Pierre Poilievre has captured the attention of immigrant populations across both Canada and the United States. According to recent polling data cited by Reuters, neither candidate has emerged as a clear frontrunner in this tightly contested race. This Monday, April 28, the electoral process will see over 28 million eligible voters determining the composition of the House of Commons' 343 seats. The addition of 5 new constituencies since the 2021 federal election reflects Canada's expanding population demographics. The election management falls under Elections Canada, an autonomous body. Maintaining the nation's democratic heritage, vote counting will be conducted manually, with initial results expected approximately half an hour after polls close. Reuters reports that the electoral process carries a price tag of roughly $570 million, $411 million. Voter participation in federal elections, which maintained robust levels from the 1950s through the 1990s, has experienced a significant decline in recent years. The 2021 election saw a modest 62.3% voter turnout. However, experts anticipate a substantial increase in participation this year, given the heightened political engagement on both sides. Electoral authorities have intensified their outreach efforts this year, launching comprehensive campaigns to promote early voting options and mail-in ballots. The election operates under a first-past-the-post framework, where constituency victory goes to the candidate securing the most votes, regardless of achieving an absolute majority. Reuters notes that this electoral system tends to benefit parties with concentrated regional support bases and can create disparities between national vote percentages and actual seat distribution. This was evident in 2021 when the Liberal Party formed a minority government despite trailing the Conservatives in total votes nationwide. This systemic imbalance continues to spark debates about transitioning to proportional representation. Former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's 2015 reform pledge was ultimately shelved in 2017 due to lack of consensus. A decisive election for the country's political future and immigrant communities. As Canadians grapple with primary electoral concerns, economic stability, housing affordability, environmental protection, and immigration policy, several battleground provinces, particularly Ontario and British Columbia, remain highly competitive. The evening of April 28 will reveal Canada's political trajectory for the coming years. For immigrant communities, the outcome will be particularly significant in shaping their future prospects. Should Mark Carney secure re-election as Prime Minister, it would provide reassurance to Canada's diverse immigrant population. However, if his far-right opponent emerges victorious, immigrants might encounter challenges reminiscent of the difficulties faced by migrants in the United States, including various forms of discrimination and mistreatment. Pierre Poilievre's campaign rhetoric has notably echoed Trump-era immigration policies. It's crucial to recognize, though, that even a Carney victory wouldn't necessarily guarantee complete protection for immigrant rights. Recent polling data indicates a significant shift in public sentiment, with Canadians increasingly expressing skepticism toward immigration policies. The Canadian elections have also captured attention south of the border, particularly among undocumented immigrants in the United States seeking refuge from Trump-era policies. However, these individuals face mounting challenges, as Canada has already implemented stricter border control measures. The country has demonstrated a tougher stance on immigration, with numerous asylum seekers being denied entry and returned to U.S. authorities. This hardening approach reflects broader changes in Canada's immigration landscape, suggesting complex times ahead for those seeking new beginnings in the Great White North.